Jeff, I understand this is a brand new adaptation of A Christmas Carol. What are some of the changes or tweaks you've made to tell a very familiar story differently?
Well, I've really done my best to not change Dickens' story. I have been in love with Charles Dickens' novel, A Christmas Carol, for decades. And we, as an organization, visited his novel in 1999 with an adaptation that I created from the novel, and then we brought that production back in 2000. So we were able to do that production two different times. And I've done my best to stay absolutely true to the novel in terms of his own words. Now, that as our sort of foundation and basis for this production, I think the production itself is great fun in that it's got a kind of an edgy, although it's in period, it's a little edgy and fun and a little bit different in some ways than perhaps other adaptations or productions have been in the past.
Tell me about some of the things that you have done, you and I believe your wife are co-directors on this one, to make this edgy and fun.
Well, we've added a number of songs to the production. We've got a brilliant composer and musician. His name is Ego Plum. Tell me that's not
that
a great
name. That sounds like something Dickens would have created, actually.
It really does. He sounds like he could be one of the Cratchit kids or somebody in Christmas Past in the story. But Ego Plum is his name, and he's really wonderful. And he's got such a wonderful and interesting sound that he's created. And although we're using Dickens' own words for the lyrics of these songs that he's created, they have a fun, interesting, kind of different, again, sort of edgy and contemporary sound to them. I think that Angela Kalin, who is our costume designer, has created beautiful period pieces, but again, they have a wonderful kind of different silhouette to them. And the set design by Janine Nichols is also quite beautiful. And again, although it has a sense and a kind of a feel for the period itself, it also has on a level a kind of a contemporary feel to it, so that the whole thing moves very quickly and has a stealthy and kind of muscular sense to it. So all of those things together, I think, will create a wonderful sort of fresh experience for the audience.
Stealthy and muscular, really interesting adjectives to apply to A Christmas Carol that I wouldn't have normally related to that.
You know, the play moves quickly because the novel moved quickly. It's a very short, although it's packed and it's substantive, the novel. It's very quick. You can read it in one fairly quick setting. In fact, this is the first time that we've done this, our first night together, and over the next, I think, two rehearsals, we just sat as a cast and read the novel. And we were able to read through it in about 3.5 hours. And so it moves very quickly as a story. And what I've done is really pull the essential elements of the novel out. And because of that, it moves very quickly. I think it will probably be about 1 hour and 20 minutes.
That really is quick for A Christmas Carol. Tell me about your characterization of Scrooge. You've got this fast-moving play happening around a familiar character. How do you make him real and true to Dickens and yet fit into that kind of a play?
Well, I'm really trying to pull any inspiration and source from the novel itself. Dickens himself was a performer, and he had such a sharpened tune to the world of theater. He himself was a theater aficionado. He absolutely adored live theater, and he probably saw everything that London and the surrounding areas had to offer during his lifetime. He was famous for going to see so much theater. And you can feel that when you read his plays. He has such a dramatic sense himself. So really, for me, I can't say it's easy because it's a bit of a marathon, particularly given this adaptation in which it starts and it doesn't stop until it stops. The adaptation itself creates a kind of a physical journey along with emotional journey for him. But again, to be able to draw from Dickens has made that part of it somewhat simple and easy. You know, he's a man that we can all relate to. He's a man that has essentially shut himself off from everything and everyone in terms of tenderness and affection. And all of us have bad days. So it's easy to relate to wanting to, let's face it, tell the world to go to hell in a handbasket. This is a situation in which this man is given a chance, a moment in which he's able to really grab true redemption, hope, and forgiveness. And he takes it and he embraces it. And it gives us all the chance to see what can be possible if we'll just open our eyes and be present and look at what really matters around us.
This is going to be a great show. What would you consider has been one of your best experiences so far with this adaptation, in the starring role, or directing it?
Oh, gosh. I suppose, well, being able to work again with Julia, it's my wife. We co-direct a lot, and that's always really fun and inspiring, and I think that we really create well together. This time around, though, it's really something of a family affair. Our daughter, Allison, who I think you've spoken to, she's playing Belle and several other roles in this production. And our son, 10-year-old Jack, he's playing one of the Cratchits and Turkey Boy and a bunch of other stuff in the play. So it's really, it's a beautiful thing. It's such an extraordinary delight to get to do this as a family. And then there's another sort of another ring of that family in that a number of our resident artists who were involved with our past productions and who have been involved with many of our productions other than just Christmas Carol over really almost 2 decades, they're involved with this production too. So on that other level, it's even more of a deep and kind of resonant family affair. So I think those are the things that I found to be so beautiful about it. You know, then beyond that, it's the opportunity to get to play Scrooge. I just love that guy.